It was springtime on a Friday morning. I cried out loud on the shower floor with my face down as the hot drops of water streamed over me. That morning, I changed my prayer. I cried out for God to bring me peace within my walls, even if that meant my death. I no longer prayed for my marriage. I just wanted to die. As crazy as this sounds, I imagined at the time that maybe if I had a terminal disease, I would get sick and die and would no longer have to suffer. This is how low I had to get before the light switched on inside my soul. Just 2 days later, that Sunday, I found myself beaten and being suffocated on the bed by my husband. And when I could no longer put up a physical fight, I laid there in full acceptance. I gave up. And at what seemed to be my final breath, my husband was holding his two hands tight around both sides of my throat and jaw, and I closed my eyes and imagined my son's face as my eyes rolled back into my head and waited for my death. There was a vivid recollection of my mind and spirit pleading, but my body remained unmoved and still as my heart began reaching its final beat. And at that moment, he slowly released his hands from my throat and jaw and fled the room. I began to breathe slowly again. My jaw was locked in one position. I couldn't move it. The universe plucked him out of my life on that day. After the trauma, only 3 days later, a peace came over me and my household that was indescribable. I can only describe it as conscious presence. I found death before it found me. And what I learned is that we are not lifetime patients in this mystical waiting room with some number attached to us. We are a part of the same divine oneness that has always been there. We have just forgotten this because of all of the madness in this human experience on earth we call life. That's not life. Most of us have been taught to fear. And most of us have also been taught to trust fear and use it as a defense mechanism. That's nuts. Why would anyone trust an illusion? I say to trust love and use it as your source. Once you remember where home is and let go of all fear, the only thing left is love. And in that space, everything that is real becomes clear. And that is the knowing where nothing else exists, only the love in that moment. And the peace that I gained within my walls was the peace within my walls. It was the rebirth of my truth. The death I gained was the death of the ego, which was really just a part of my thinking mind that had been hovering over the unconscious me who I identified with. All of the things my unconscious ego was relating to, I set free. And this meant letting go of my identity as a battered wife and the warped sense of societal and doctrinal duty that I felt I had to fulfill. This also meant letting go of all shame for past mistakes that I judged myself as making. This meant letting go of all fear for the future and abolishing all of the what ifs. Ego and that thought-based mentality no longer ran my life. It's not that ego is bad, but that it can be so unconscious. once I set those unconscious thoughts free, there was a clearness, like a perennial. The old unconscious ego seemed to die and a new, more conscious one had sprung up. Was ego responsible for all my mistakes? It doesn't really matter. What matters is knowing that I made no mistakes. Every decision I made is exactly what I needed in order to recognize and embrace my true essence, my truth. Religion didn't save me, doctrine confused me, and fear nearly destroyed me. Once you truly understand this, the death you will seek is the death of the illusory you. The illusory you is that false sense of self you have been believing that whispers, "This is who I am, and this is my sad fate." This couldn't be further from your truth. Let go of the illusory you. Finding your truth is the birth of your triumph. These were excerpts from the awarded book Truth to Triumph, A Spiritual Guide to Finding Your Truth. To get your copy, visit lilysanders.live or anywhere online where books are sold.